praise you, praise you, praise you, precious Lamb, our sweet Jesus. Thank you for dying on that cross. Thank you for that all-powerful name. Thank you that it's the name written across our hearts. Thank you, Lord, it's the name which we pant after Him. Lord, truly you are our desire. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, and it's all because of your desire for us. Now, Lord, help us to wake up to that today. Thank you, Father, for such a wonderful Son. Thank you for such a wonderful Savior. Thank you, Lord, that we are saved to the uttermost. And thank you, God, that you've brought us here today to rejoice in the love of the Lamb of God and to rejoice that we're these wineskins that are being more full and flowing over every day. And Lord, it's all you and it's all by your Spirit. It's all by your might. And God, thank you that we're settling down, Lord, ceasing from our own works, Lord God, and entering into your rest. The rest, Lord, that we are your workmanship, Lord, that you're the one that causes us to will and to do of your good pleasure. Now, God, help us to see more mightily, truly today, the hope of your calling. And, Lord, what you've called us to, how marvelous and wonderful. And, Lord, we're just seen darkly in a glass, but, oh, my, God, maybe before this service is done today. Can we imagine it, Lord, to be face to face, Lord, with the one whom adores us and we so adore? Now, Lord, let us get excited about it, Jesus. It's only your love that can set us off, Lord God. Set us afire. Let us be those burning ones, coals of fire for you. God, thank you and thank you and thank you for our marvelous Jesus. Let us just glory in his name alone, magnifying only him today. In the wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, open your Bibles up if you would. We're going back into 1 John chapter 3 and verse 9. It's amazing where the Lord takes us. And I'm grateful to God. I had many thoughts and plans of other things the Lord had put on my heart this week. But we're going right back to the verse, can you imagine, where God allowed us to blast off from last week. So praise his wonderful name. And again, that is 1 John chapter 3, and we'll read verse 9. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. Praise his name. Now here's why. For his seed. See, so many people want to take that out of context. See, if you're born of God, you don't commit sin. You know the seed. Amen? The seed, who you are in Christ. That's who you are. Praise the Lord. So here we go again. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. And he cannot sin because he is born of God. Now, all I can say today is as we begin this, isn't it marvelous how the grace of God makes his word, the grace of God makes his word absolutely captivating to our lives? It is. Praise the Lord, we're clothed in it. It's our refreshing. It's everything. It's our anointing, brothers and sisters. And last week, this little verse, this sweet little seed here, I have to admit, praise be to God, he's grown it into even a more expansive universe of his love. But in this verse, brothers and sisters, we rejoice in that it is the seed. It's the seed. See, that's the life of Jesus Christ. And notice here what it says. It remaineth. How wonderful. Praise be to God. It's been planted. It's permanent. It's never to be taken away. This is the life of who we are in Christ. I am now born of God. I am now a son. I do not commit sin because, and I cannot commit sin because of this seed. And all I can say is hallelujah for the grace of God. Amen. Do you see how you can rest in that? Do you see the peace that you can have in that? Now do you understand why you rejoice in the Lord always? And again, I say rejoice. Thank you, Jesus. This is your life. Praise be to God. I understand. I'm beginning to have the eyes of my understanding enlightened to who really I am in Christ. Truly who Christ is in me. And that's where I go back to Wednesday night and how mighty, I'm telling you, how mighty when he starts off, let this mind be in you. And then he goes into telling you the mind of the seven steps down, the perfection, that beautiful, all-loving, obedient, sinless. That's who he's made you. That's who he's made you. And you. And you. And you. Hallelujah. Do you believe it? But are you loving it? Are you embracing it? Do you live it? See, this is the difference. And God wants us to take hold of this today. Now, let's turn over to Galatians chapter 3. And we'll begin reading in Galatians chapter 3 from verse 19. Here we go on the expanding. Expanding. Wherefore then serveth the law? Why serve the law? It's a question. It was added because of transgressions. It was there, brothers and sisters, to show our guilt. That's what it was there. Till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. See, the plan is in the Lamb. Amen? Amen, it's in the Lamb. And always remember this, brothers and sisters, how precious and how God has so divinely placed us in this place and time. The law was given to the children of Israel. By God's grace, know that it was not given to the Gentile. We got grace, brothers and sisters. And they did too. I want you to understand this. They couldn't keep the law. But praise be to God, the perfection, the place of this abundance of the grace of God. You know we need it, don't we? If we're ever going to enter into the first trump, the very first song we sang of today. To truly take that place in glory, to be glorified together with Him that He wants us to take in His love. But brothers and sisters, we did get grace. And I want you to know this very emphatically because this is what this text is saying. Any Gentile that is under the law today, it is their own doing. It is their own choice. And that life, if it chooses that, desires the life of flesh and self and is rejecting Jesus Christ and His grace. Amen. Amen, amen. Brothers and sisters, do you see why we need to pray so mightily? God help us to not cast one another off. God help us to pray. God help us to, Lord, allow us to be broken before You. Amen. To have that contrite spirit, Lord Jesus. To come boldly to the throne of grace. Some of the most precious words you can say. And I truly say, Lord, I was wrong. See, that's the repentant heart. Lord, I'm sorry. Now, he that's born of God did not commit sin. Sure, we know that. Cannot. Cannot. But we sure can fail. Fail in not receiving the abundance and the glory of His grace and love. And that's where I want to be quick. See, that's the repentant heart. It has nothing to do with sin, but it has everything to do with love. Lord, my heart's broken. I didn't take You as much as You were given. Matter of fact, I never do, but thanks be to God, You're patient. Thanks be to God, You're always loving. Thanks be to God, You're the Father that always waits for that prodigal son to return and return and return. And always know this, always know this. One step back. And that step is always the same. Jesus. And bam, I'm back home. Do you realize that? Do you realize that? See, that's the grace of God. Now are we the sons of God. Now. Right now. That is the power. The power of God unto salvation is His love. It is the gospel of Christ. That's His love. And He sings and He speaks and He calls out, I love You. I mean, I'm dying in love with You. I died. Become sin for You because I loved You so much. And it's never going to change. It's so immense, it's going to take the eternities and will exhaust every one of them. And that's only what this mind can kind of get blown up about. My goodness. But brothers and sisters, here it is. till the seed should come. And the seed came. Praise God. Jesus Christ, to whom the promise was made. Now let's jump down to verse 22 of that third chapter of Galatians. But the scripture hath concluded. See, what saith the scripture, huh? Amen. Here we go again. Listen. But the scripture hath concluded all under sin. Amen. I'm thankful for that. I know exactly where I started. Born in sin and shapen in iniquity. No thought of God. Nothing in me of any good. But man, I got it all in the seed. Hallelujah. All right. But the scripture hath concluded all under sin that the promise by faith. Here we go. Not by works. Not by doing. By faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. How marvelous. See, all under sin. See, he's confirming back that in verse 19 that it said the guilt that was exposed under the law. The promise, the seed of faith given to them that believe. Do you believe? Do you believe? Amen? Praise God, you got the seed. You're in wonderful, wonderful standing. And now he's saying, come on, honey. Come on. Let's improve that state. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Now, let's read verses 26 through 29. Isn't it wonderful to read the scripture? For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Did you read that? See, we're not just children of God because we've been born. Human beings. I've heard people say that. I've heard Christians say, oh, these, you know, everybody's God's child. No, you're not. No, you're not. Here is the reason you are God's child or the reason that you're not God's child. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ, believing him. All right. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ. Now when we get that and receive that, we're going to get along, aren't we? I'm not going to worry about my differences with you, am I? Well, you know, I feel this way and women feel this way and men feel this way. Huh? Come on, what is the Word of God saying? Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Oh, that pastor, he's so insensitive. No, I want you to believe the Word of God. See, if you're going to be caught up into what man is pumping into your head all the time and how you should feel and why you feel this way and all, I can tell you why you feel. It's because it's unbelief. God, help us to rise up and to take who we are in Christ Jesus. He knows. He's touched with our infirmities. He lived them, brothers and sisters. He did. He came man. He became man. And he lived it. And he knows you. He's been touched in a way that we will never be able to fully know. We get a glorified body like unto his own. And it's still going to take the exceeding riches of his grace in the ages to come to us in his love and kindness that believe. Isn't it wonderful? All back to the simplicity of believing God. Yes, 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 yes. Isn't it wonderful? Let's just say, yes, 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 Jesus. Thank you, God. Now. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Oh, hallelujah. Now, that's a pretty amazing intro, I'd say. All the Word of God there, did you notice that? And that's where you're going to have to leave it. But that's just the beginning. And what the Lord really wants to emphasize today, I believe, is in chapter 4 of Galatians, verses 1 through 3. Here we go. Now I say that the heir, see, you're a child of the king. You're an heir. Praise God. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? See, this is just going on with this marvelous truth. Now I say, this is the conclusion of it here now, and we're going on, that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant. Though he be Lord of all. Wow. We'll keep going. But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, listen to this, born of God. See, you can't be a child unless you're born of God, right? Amen? Amen? Listen to this. Even so, when we were children, we're in bondage under the elements of the world. Huh? I don't want to be under these elements of the world. I want to grow up. And here it is, again and again and again. Grow up, the seed, the life, the sonship. We are. Not someday, not will be. Listen to this, brothers and sisters. We are, we have been made in Christ, Lord of all, right now. Man, I sure don't act like it. I know that sister sitting in the fifth pew of the second row back over here. I know she's not. Come on. Come on. God help us to get the eyes of the everlasting, huh? This is the eyes of the everlasting here, brothers and sisters. We are right now. And translated, that Lord of all, it means possessor of everything. And you know why you're the possessor of everything? You got Christ Jesus. You got it all. You got it all. There's nothing lacking. Now we go right back to Ephesians, and what does it say? He hath blessed us. What does that mean? You got it. He hath blessed us. We have been blessed. And with what? With all. Not some, not part, not a little bit. But we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Ephesians 1:3. I know there might be some people sitting in here. Does it really say that in the Bible? It really says that in the Bible. That's really the word of God. What saith the scripture? Isn't it marvelous? Don't you want to know that? I want to know that. Seeing God's precious people, they're giving them everything else. Oh, exciting times. Oh, listen, look at the music that God gives us. How wonderful. But the wonderful thing about it is the hearts, praise God, and the word, and that it's anointed of the Spirit. We're here to magnify Him and Him alone. And praise be to God. Yes, He does have talent. Yes, there are not many mighty and not many wise. But I'll tell you what, you give it over to God and you'll be thankful. You will be so thankful. Oh, amen, amen. But He hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Yes, we be Lord of all. We are. Praise be to God because we have Jesus. You're not lacking a thing. He's got you right where He wants you. Just receive. Receive, 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 receive. Get in there with those hands fully open. He's ready to fill them up. And here He is again and again and again throughout the Word of God. Grow up. And see, brothers and sisters, if we never grow up, if we never have a vision, if we never allow the Holy Spirit to show it unto us, even though we are this heir, even though we are Lord of all, you'll never grow up into it. You'll never live it. You'll always be living way under than who you really are in Christ. Isn't it just amazing? Isn't it numbing, boggling, bending, whatever it would be, when people they become out of their mind. Brother Hill used to tell you that story of that woman. She lived in such squalor, and people felt sorry for her, and her house was just filled with, truly, I hate to say this, but maggots and rats and mice, and she was just totally dirty. People would very rarely come to see her because the stench of her was so bad and all. Well, finally, she died, and they didn't find her for some time in that house, and they come to remove her. And then as they started going through that house, they saw all of these jars all over the house stuffed with money. I mean, not just a little bit of money. I mean, a lot of bit of money. This was in the day when money was worth something. I guess. They just didn't print as much of it back then. But she was a real millionaire. You'd say that poor thing. How much more us poor things when we're not living the life of the full potential of Jesus Christ? Ephesians, fully purposed. Philippians, lovers of the race. He's made you that. If you'll take it, you're born to run.
You are.
You're born to win. You're born more than a conqueror in Christ who loves you. That's right. You got to know who you are in Jesus. You look in that mirror and see yourself too much. Okay. I'll get a couple letters. But brothers and sisters, we are Lord of all. Now get with it now. Get into the scripture right now. Don't say, what is that brother saying? Is he saying he's Lord? No, you nut. Listen to what the scripture said. His life in me has made me with him Lord of all. Jointly ruling and reigning with Jesus Christ is right there. Do you want that? Now, if you're going to tell me, no, I don't want that, you really have to think about that. And I've had people say, well, I don't want that. I mean, that's too much. No, it's not. Matter of fact, I want to please God. How about you? And see, we don't please God by not taking what he wants for us. We don't please God when we are trying to act humble. Trying to act humble. And say, oh no, this servant thing is fine for me. What did that word just say? See, the child of God, the heir, the Lord of all, as a child still is nothing but a servant in mind, in what he knows. He lives in the palace. It's actually his. And yet he just operates as a servant. It's wonderful to be there, isn't it? It's great. I'm glad to be in the palace. It's awesome. But I want to please God. Aren't we Christians by God's grace? And isn't there an unction in our life, an encouragement, truly? Isn't this, in a way, why you go to church? Sure, we understand it's for ourselves. But isn't it because you want to please God? Aren't you here today because Jesus loves you? And he loves you so much, he's caused us knuckleheads to say, thank you, Jesus, you love us. And you know what? There's really nothing better, really, I could ever do on a Sunday morning than come to church and to praise you. We're not taking roll. We're not doing anything like that. I love you, Lord. You've done so much for me. All these people, Lord God, that you love, my family, my friends, the clothes on my back, the car I might not have, I don't know, but that I breathe and I sing a song of grace, that, Lord, I understand that my day has not come, oh no, because you're waiting for our day. It's our day. I know it's his day, it's the Lord's day, but he's saying, no, honey, it's our day. It's our day. And it's coming. It's coming. Oh, hallelujah, it's coming. Oh, thank you, Jesus. If we'll surrender to the tutors and the governors, if we'll yield to the Holy Spirit's leading. Yeah, that's it. See, all these tutors and governors don't let it. Oh, golly, who are they? Where do I got to go? What seminary? Give me the address. Huh? No. One-stop shopping with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Spirit of truth. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Ghost. Isn't it wonderful in John 16:14? Jesus tells us so clearly. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, shall take the things of mine, and he will show them unto you. Now. Are you ready to walk around the palace with him? Are you ready to take the hand of the governor and the tutor and let him show you, little prince, around the palace? Get a visual of that, or you're never going to get there. You got to get the visual, and you got to get it for you. And you got the hand that has taken your hand so sweetly, that sweet Spirit of truth. By your grace, Lord, I'm on bended knee and I bend down to you. Take me through this place. Let me, by grace, take what you want for me. This is how it's always going to be, Lord. Thank you, God. But now by grace, I've received your bended knee. I'm rising up. And I'm thankful to God. I'm walking through the place that I own. Hallelujah. Because you won it for me. You won it for me. And hallelujah, I'm coming through and I'm rejoicing. And he said, oh, honey, you know what? I want you to make sure you understand this. You don't have to do a thing. It's already yours. It's already yours. There's a theme of the grace of God that's in every single sermon. Every single study. Because it's always the same. It's the unmerited, freely given love of God. So brothers and sisters, if we will just let surrender to that patient waiting and instruction. Again, Lord, you have given it all to us. You're just saying, grow up into it, honey. All of that life, all of that grace, all of that freely imputed. Big word. You're born into it. It was born into you. Hallelujah. It's the seed, brothers and sisters, and we got it. Now I'm going to wrap it up quick because time's going to have us here in a minute. So I love how God sometimes does this. He just cuts right to the chase. All right. Verse 3 tells it like it is. And here's the question. Here's the question. Are you living, Lord of all? Are you? Who do you think you are in Christ? I don't want you to think, oh, I'm somebody in me, because that was the complete 180. Who are you in Christ? Who is Christ in me? He's pleading with us, brothers and sisters, to take it. God help us to quit living the life truly in this context here of a servant. God help us to quit being fooled truly, because we can't claim our ignorance, because we're without excuse. We are without excuse. This great salvation has come. This message by the grace of God, Paul's gospel, has been preached to all men. Go read that in Colossians. It's there. We are without excuse. Man is without excuse. But brothers and sisters, come on now. Did Christ die to make you a son or a servant? I'll say it like it really is translated. Did God's son die to make you a son or a slave? That's what that word servant means. Now come on. Now are we the sons of God. Now. Sure. In unbelief, sometimes, it doesn't appear. It's not looking like it. Oh, brother and sister, so-and-so getting so weak. But we know. Do you know? Because the Bible tells you so. Because the Bible tells you so. When we shall see him, we shall be like him. Praise God, because we're going to see him as he is. Now, brothers and sisters, this is marvelous stuff. He made us free. He's made us an heir. As my brother's been rejoicing, giddy beside himself, we cry out to him, Abba, Father. That's Dad. There's nothing more endearing. There's nothing more intimate and personal. I love when I write my sons a little letter. It's Daddy. Your dad.
because you're my son. And I'm just as his beloved son to him. That he could do that for me. As they sang that song today, when I think of who he is and who I am, and yet, oh God, oh his grace, marvelous grace, I'm a beloved son. But brothers and sisters, see, here it is. It's until we're going to put off all the works of the flesh. I'm talking about the deadly habits that are ingrained in us. I'm talking about this flesh, of that dirty self-righteousness, the dirty doubts of unbelief. God, help us to lock in to who he is. Quit thinking about what I was, but who I am because of I am. He wants one thing. You know this right here. He wants to make us kings. He wants you and you and you and you and you to not just to be the heir, the prince in the palace. He wants you to realize that he wants you to be a king. He does. It's the only way he sees you. It is. He sees you as his completed, perfect, finished, joyful work. That's his plan and purpose for you. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Come to a full knowledge of the truth. And I'm preaching the truth by grace to you today. We're receiving the truth by God's grace, by the Holy Spirit in its abundance here today. And I believe by God's grace, not maybe, not might be, I'm looking at lords of all. It's so incredible who you are. Praise be to God. If you're getting a little bit uncomfortable today, praise be to God. It's time to get uncomfortable with self in this flesh. It's time to get uncomfortable and start to realize, Lord, that's just my dirty unbelief. It's time to rise up. It's time, as God has said, I will make you priests and kings. Oh, yeah. And this is who this little prince heir is. And that's all he's calling out. Do we get this today? Oh, I praise we get this today. And I pray we go on with it if there be tomorrow. Because it is the one thing, brothers and sisters, he wants you glorified together with him in the midst of the throne. He got enough palm wavers up there. He does. There's a whole innumerable multitude of them. And they're precious. And they're wonderful. And they're part of that wondrous body. But there's an intimate, glorious church. She's altogether lovely. She's so compact and tightly fit. You talk about put together. Whoa! And he's waiting for her. And he's adoring her. And that's you. If you'll wake up to it, heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus Christ, if so be we suffer together with him. Lord God, help us today. Let me take the hand of that tutor. Let me rise up. Let me walk all through the land. That's my promise, because it's mine, 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 all is mine. God, let it be to take the most prized possession, and it is the most prized possession, to know the hope of his calling. And by His grace, we heard it today. So what we going to do with it? Let this mind, let my mind, not any other mind, not another person's mind, not what somebody thinks of you, not your dirty old self mind that's going to get you to guilt and doubt and wonder. Let this mind be in you, which is mine. Praise God. Let's just stand and worship Him a minute. Thank you, Jesus. Praise. Lord, come in, Lord. Quicken us to believe. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to your name. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you that we believe you. Thank you, Lord, that you caused many sons of glory. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you, praise you, praise you. Oh, hallelujah, God. Oh, let us receive you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Cause us to rise up. Cause us to take hold, God. Thank you, Lord. Praise, praise to the highest deity. Glory, glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. We belong to one another.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come to me now.
Praise you, God. Praise God. Now, while every head is bowed, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you again for your dealing with us, Lord. It is so immense, so deep, and yet so simple. Thank you, Lord. It is. It's wonderful. And Lord, your word has touched us today. God, thank you that we respond at this moment, but Lord, let it be every moment. Lord, let us just continue to look up, Lord Jesus, to look into the Scripture, to look into who we are in Jesus Christ. God, keep our minds. God, keep our thoughts. Lord, captivate everything, Lord Jesus, in our lives. Lord, let us turn it over to you by your grace, the beauty that's lived in the mind of Christ, how all victorious it is. And Lord, we're more than conquerors through you because of your love for us. Let that helmet of salvation, that love of God that so keeps us, let it just be that covering of our mind, Lord Jesus. Singleness of heart, singleness of purpose, Lord God. Let us know who we are in you. Now, thank you for this invitation, Lord. And we encourage lives here today, God, as we take this communion, this wonderful supper, Lord, that you've provided. We do this in remembrance of you, in remembrance that you freely gave your blood and you freely gave your body for us, Lord Jesus, because of the joy that was set before you. Us, you endured this cross. You gladly went. You gave up the ghost. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord God, thank you for that. Let that mind be in us, Lord God. Your love for us be in us. And Lord, we freely take today. All of God's precious children are invited, encouraged. Yes, we do it in remembrance always of you and your finished, completed, done work. We give you the praise, we give you the thanks, we give you all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.